From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's episode, original poetry and a roundtable discussion about interracial relationships. But first, students from Pittsburgh Faison talk about career aspirations.
My name is Jaquan. I'm in fifth grade. When I get older, I want to be a vet, a veterinarian. Like a couple of years back, having good grades, being good at school. This is important to me because vets get a lot of money. Something that will help me achieve this is by being respectful.
Hi, my name is Nicole. I'm in the fifth grade. I want to be a singer when I grow up. When I grow up, I want to be just like my sister because she sings a lot. She's a very good singer. We keep telling her that she needs to go on the America Got Talent, but she never wants to.
I'm going to sing a song
for y'all. I will tell you that I love you tonight, but I know that I got time on my side.
My name is Jaden. I'm in the fifth grade, and I live in East Hills. When I get older, I would like to be an NFL player / NBA if I don't make it. I can accomplish this by getting good grades, having good behavior, and practice before it happens. Fix things, like be an engineer. So anybody's car breaks down, I can fix their car, and they can be right back on the road. My dad creates things like benches, stop signs, everything else. I want to be like my dad, fix things and create things.
My name is Shai, and I'm in the fifth grade, and I would like to be a dancer. I would like to be a dancer because, I don't know, I just dance all the time.
When I dance, it makes me feel good. I be doing nails, hair, makeup.
When I was little, Auntie always just did nails and stuff. She always used to do my makeup and my nails. So I wanted to be just like her. I wanted to do my own business and stuff like that.
Because I'm a girly girl.
My name is Andrew. I'm in fourth grade. When I get older, I would like to be a teacher. I can accomplish this by listening and follow directions. I want to teach gym. I would like all the students that I have. I run around in the gym and have fun. I do whatever they want. I want to get my teaching degree at Pitt University.
Now, high school students Samari and Sophia share a poem they wrote together called The Girl on the Other Side. Their reading was recorded live at Higher Achievement's Love Out Loud poetry event held at the Jerron X. Grayson Center in the Hill District in spring 2019.
Hi, everybody. My name is Samari. I graduated from Higher Achievement last year. I'm in ninth grade currently, and I go to Obama.
Hi, I'm Sophia. I graduated from CDS 2 years ago, and I'm in 10th grade at Shady Side.
And our poem is called The Girl on the Other Side. Morning rolls around, and out the bed I go, thinking about what catastrophes come next. Being black is nothing new, but having fears is what I'm used to. Nothing I ever felt but straight defeat.
I open the front door, stepping into the afternoon sunshine, and the air is fresh and sweet and pure. My thoughts wander, a seamless stream of water, the day's doubts swept away in the current of change.
I open the white door to a polluted type air. It's nasty, drug-filled, and disgusting. Holding my own breath, feeling like there will always be a target on my own back. Unknown to the world is what I am. I wonder how I can change it.
I see a girl on the other side of the street, hair pulled up, shoulders back, headphones in. I wonder if she is walking through a different kind of world, lost in music or her own roaring thoughts, fears.
I walk to the beat of Rihanna, forgetting the world around me. I see a girl on the other side, walking a small dog. I wonder if life is treating her well.
My community is my oxygen. I never hold my breath. So I bounce a smile to her, hoping she can share this calm, this peace, and I wonder what life is like on each side of her front door. What music plays in her neighborhood? Birds? Traffic? Silence?
In this world, I learn to hold my own breath, not knowing when it's my last. In the windows I look into, escaped life is what goes down my spine.
I cross the street. So does the girl on the other side.
It's like the road is a mirror. I can only see what's on the surface. My thoughts are protected, but I want to set them free. I want to know this girl on the other side of the street, who's standing beside me just for a moment and then.
I keep walking, but I continue to wonder what it would be like to say hello, to meet the girl beside me.
I'm tired of hiding behind the fear of the unknown, so I let the mirror be swept through my thoughts, steady flow. I turn back to the girl and I say, hello.
On our last segment, Sharissa and Mykia from Manchester Academic Charter School and sisters Tiana and Tiana from Montour High School discuss public perception on interracial relationships.
So, what are your opinions on interracial relationships? I think love is love. There's like a lot of negative energy towards interracial relationships because it's not like relevant to some people when it's relevant to the person who's in the relationship. So personally, I think I'm all for it because you love who you love and you can't help it.
But then there is, like, among, like, the Black community, which every community, dating outside your race is, like, taboo or whatever.
Do you see more of the Black guys dating the white girls or the Hispanic girls, but you don't see the Black girls dating the white guys?
I think that is because it's like a stereotype that men are going to date out of their, like, society. And it's not just, like, people from, like, different races who are bringing the negative energy. It's people from your own race. So it makes it seem like, oh, I don't want to do this because this person's going to talk about it, that person's going to talk about it. And I feel like if you're in a community, you should, like, respect whoever's opinion in your community. Because everybody has different perspectives of things.
I feel like at a young age, the females are raised to support the men in their race. They're meant to be like their backbone, like raise them up the right way you want them to be. So then coming outside of your race is not something you were taught from a young age. That was fine to do. So then it's weird to go outside your race. And then it factors in that you get attacked by the people you're supposed to support for dating outside of your race as well.
I really don't think too much in it. I just think, like, oh, they're in a relationship. Ah, that's cute. I really don't think, like, oh, he's white, he's Black, he's Hispanic. I don't really think of that. Like,
I think, like, every time I see an interracial couple, I think that's cute. But, like, I also think, like, that's different because you don't never really see it anymore. People who are, like, dating outside of their race, if they are, they're not telling anyone. Like, growing up, I didn't see, like, a lot of, like, interracial relationships on TV. It was more like, if you're this race and this race, you're meant to be together. And it's not always like that. But you just don't see a lot of it in public. So I think the standard is just, like, how you think everyone else is going to see it. But also, sometimes, I do see some, like, relationships because my sister's in high school, so I'm always around her. I see some things where people are having interracial relationships, but it's like once in a blue moon. When slavery and stuff was going on and segregation, it was don't do this to that person, don't do that to that person. So I think there's still, not saying that anyone's like racist or anything, but they're going back to there where like, I'm supposed to be with my race. If it's wrong or it's unknown if I'm with another race. It's just not meant to be. That's what I think other people think.
Some people are taught that because you can't be born and be like, I don't like Black people. You got to be taught that for you to do what your parents say. If someone don't like it, then that's their opinion. They're not doing it, so you might as well, like, mind your business. We have a rule, rule number 8, mind your business. So mind your business and do you. It's like, I want to date who I want to date. Like, that's it.
And I think it's not always about who I date. It's what they feel like. If someone's, like, have a bad personality and they're just, like, a bad person overall, but I like that person, that's different. It's that, like, I feel like people see more of color than what they're supposed to see.
So, your family members or you or your friends that is in a relationship with someone different skin color of theirs, just be more supportive, because you never know what that person's feeling like. You don't know why they're dating someone out of the race.
Yeah, I have a question. Is, like, interracial relationships just, like, color, or is it, like, nationalities? Because I think it's, like, somebody could be black and your boyfriend could be, like, Jamaican. Is it just, like, your race?
My family, we're mixed with, like, black and Hispanic, so that's kind of open. My mom, my brother, he's Hispanic and black. So I think, like, it's not looked down upon, to be honest. Not for us. They're really cool about that. They don't really care. As long as they like you and they respect you, they don't care.
So, like, my brother and my aunt, they're, like, all for it because they have dated outside their race before. But I don't know about my older generations, like my great-grandma and my grandmas and my uncles. I think they're more like, I don't know how I feel. I just have to see how it goes. Like, I'm still going to have, like, a little tiny grudge. But it's not going to be like, oh, I don't like you just because you're dating someone in my family and you're a different race. I think that they're going to question it. Culture plays a big part, because if you want to be in a relationship for a long time, you have to think, what if we have kids? What are we going to raise them as? Because say, like, you're dating a Christian and someone's not that religious. Like, they never got baptized. They never, like, go to church really except on holidays. You have to think outside the box to see what's going to happen in the long run.
Maybe you can have agreements with your fellow soulmate, I guess.
You have to integrate, like, merge each other. Because if I'm dating a white guy, I have to teach him the stuff I fear, the stuff I go through. And then he has to teach me what he learned as well. And then we have to find, like, a common ground.
Yeah, and I also think, like, if our cultures are, like, really different, I feel like we're going to clash a lot about our different opinions and how we feel and how we want to do things. But another fear that I think people have are, like, other people's perspective and how they're going to feel about dating another race, because they have to step outside their comfort zone.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.